Let's get all those gems on recording.
Where are we going?
We're going to the land of audio. Land of an audio. Oral experience.
Is this like...
It's like the Matrix, but metal. For...
Butt fur, yeah.
Butt fur.
So Toby is here representing the butt fur.
That was really sedated compared to last time.
Yeah, that's good.
His tail is full of butt fur wagging.
Yep. Oh, there it goes.
All right, well, episode 62 of Boss Barrel Radio. With me is Ryan Fielder.
So you think.
Ryan. John Stanhope.
Yo.
Toby the dog. Usual Griff Hoffman here, too. What are you looking at me? Toby, is that not your last name, the dog?
Tobias Winston Stanhope.
Is that his full name?
Yes.
Okay. Winston?
Winston.
TWS?
For Churchill? Winston Churchill?
Sure, why not?
Tobias,
he takes your last name? Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know you two.
Not really by his choice.
We're actually married.
Okay. you adopted Toby?
Yes.
Toby adopted. Winston Churchill.
Where's Two-Leg Cayman?
Toby Winston Stanhope.
What?
Where's Two-Leg Cayman?
Oh, Two-Leg Cayman.
Yeah. I was just looking at...
on all fours, and then there's two legs.
Oh.
In case you were uncertain as to how tall this dog was.
Oh, this is a dog?
Yes.
Oh, God. I was going to say, what sort of baby is that tall at? on all four cannon. Feet. My God, that's terrifying.
It's a monster of a baby. It's
big baby.
In less than 1 year, it's doubled its height. Monster baby.
Well, that's enough about babies and butt fur.
Butt fur, man.
Yeah, baby butt fur.
Hey guys, how you doing? What's you guys ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Oh, I'm ready to get that itis.
The itis?
The itis.
What is the itis?
You know?
Turkey itis.
Eat all that food and then you just start to close your eyes and got that itis.
Dude, that's just me.
I didn't know that was itis.
I have to close my eyes and I just get the itis.
White people get it from turkey. Black people get it from ribs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That didn't make sense. Yeah.
What do yellow people get it from?
Rice.
What do green people get it from?
Broccoli. Ho, ho, ho.
Jack Daniels.
Probably. Safe bet.
Oh, good. Oh, man.
Yeah. You guys are gonna
are green it? People Irish people?
Oh, I was just trying to make Scotch. It less racist.
Okay.
Purple people?
Purple people.
Do they get it from burger. People?
Do they get it from McDonald's?
Because if purple is if it's a purple people eater,
what about people? A purple urple derple?
That's no such thing. It's ridiculous. No, get out of here.
There is
no
such thing.
Yeah.
Do clowns didn't eat know that? Bananas?
What?
No.
Clowns eat
bananas.
Clowns eat bananas?
You gotta get those banana peels somehow.
Oh. Well, the monkeys. Monkeys
well, I think
do,
you
right?
get it from bananas when you trip and fall and knock yourself out.
No, but they're...
What from, do you do like, with the banana inside the
yeah,
peel?
The inner banana.
It doesn't matter.
The
it
monkeys
could be,
have it, right? Like sure. the circus monkeys.
Sure.
That's the thing, right?
Sure.
Circus do, monkeys. Do.
I always thought that was those Italian guys playing that music box with the monkey with the cymbals.
Dude, monkeys are like in every sort of skeezy venue.
Fair enough.
Because monkeys
a monkey.
Themselves are skeezy.
Monkeys in
there's
space.
Always a monkey.
Hate monkeys. Filthy, weird, little gangly creatures.
Drink their own pee and poop.
Exactly.
And
people think they're hilarious and they're not.
And they eat their own kind.
Probably.
They do.
Monkey brains.
Chimpanzees. They'll beat the shit out of you and then eat you.
Really?
Yeah.
They're cannibals?
Yep.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yep. Especially when they're in the zoo.
Really?
Yeah. Happens all the time.
That's freaking crazy.
Yep. That's why they keep them all in a big cage together.
That makes sense.
Yep.
That way, then they can all kill each other and eat themselves.
Yep. You never have to feed them.
Okay. Just zoo monkeys do this.
Natural yep. equilibrium.
I think I'm survival doubting that. I'm going to have to Wikipedia this later.
Good sourcing.
So, guys, what are you up to besides not getting ready for Thanksgiving?
I've been lost in the world.
Of what world? Water world?
Lost water. Up in the sky.
Watching Lost?
Oh, yes. I've been lost in the lost sky. Underwater.
You know, I found out recently the Claire Dunphy from Modern Family. She was in Lost. She was Sarah's Shepherd, Jack Shepherd's wife.
Commander Shepherd.
No, not my character in Skyrim.
oh, hey, yeah,
right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Weird, Fox's man.
Wife, but not wife.
Yeah. She was also the chick from Happy Gilmore, which I don't see.
Oh, Happy Lookout. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I don't see that though.
Yeah. She had a bob haircut in that.
She looked weird in that.
Yeah.
Wait, the teacher?
She was also a little fatter.
Yeah.
No. You're thinking of
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison chick was Sonya Blade.
Oh, was it? Oh, weird.
Whatever happened to her?
She went on to do better things than Billy Madison. And
well, Billy Madison was good.
But Sonya Blade.
Well, where do you go from Sonya Blade?
Only up. Oh, man.
Unless she did, like, Dead or Alive movie. Unless
oh,
she
God. Did
that. That's down a little bit.
No. I don't know. You can't cross the worlds like that.
No, you can't. Only unless you're Ryan Reynolds are you allowed to jump from, like, one major franchise to another.
What's his name did it, too? Chris Evans?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But his makes less sense.
No. He's still inside the Marvel-verse.
Right, that's why it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, characters. You can cross, man. That makes perfect sense.
Can you jump
sense.
From Marvel
because
to
they're
DC?
Different
yeah,
worlds.
Yeah. You're fine.
It's two different worlds. Uh-huh. Two different universes.
Because no one's going to back-to-back watch fucking Wolverine Origins and then go and watch Green Lantern.
I'd say both of those movies are around the same level of quality.
I'm just saying, but nobody would make
both amazing.
Nobody would make two terrible mistakes in one day.
Hey man, how
I
much,
sure would.
How many movies are is Will I Am in? not enough.
Oh, there was the other interesting thing that have you ever seen Panic Room? Jodie Foster?
Mm-mm.
No, Ryan.
There's a good reason for it.
Okay, well, it's not.
Are you afraid of? Are you claustrophobic?
No.
Oh,
it's not a terrible film.
You just don't want to see
it's
it.
Not that good.
Yeah, it's.
You've seen
parts
it?
Of it.
Oh,
the only thing that I was going to say is Jodie Foster
had an experience one time.
Jodie Foster's daughter, like boyish looking daughter in that movie, that's the girl that plays Bella in the Twilight movies.
Really,
Kristen Stewart.
I read the first three pages of Twilight the other day.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How are they?
Were you intrigued?
I got an instant boner.
I read. Yeah, dude.
I would talking like to finish werewolves? The book. No, so far it's really boring and the like most uninteresting thing I've ever read in my entire life.
Wow.
Kinda I've
like
read a lot
movies.
Of uninteresting things.
So,
but I'll get back to you on that.
So somebody was talking to me about the Hunger Games books.
Yeah.
I kind of want to read those now.
You should.
Yeah.
It's very like they're after, very good books.
After the premise was explained to me, I was just like, "Oh, wow, this sounds
it's like Battle Royale.
Sounds good. It sounds like Running Man."
It's Running Man.
Yeah,
it's good.
So you have to run while you read this?
Uh-huh.
They're easy reads, too. It's like young it's adult like, fiction.
Yeah. What if you're out of stamina?
You know.
Then you just crawl, man. It's a pain. You just take off all your clothes and keep going.
Just keep
you should read that book, though. Or you should read, what was that one I lent you a while ago?
Oh, well, there's Neuromancer. But
yeah.
I wanted to read Snow Crash.
Oh, you want Snow Crash? All right, yeah. I'll give you Snow Crash. It's all right.
I read a few books in Skyrim.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yes?
There's some pretty funny stories,
actually. Did you find the Choose Your Own Adventure book?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, it's what? So good. There's a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
I might have it. I don't read half the ones
Did
that
you
I
find the
up.
Little yellow book of riddles?
Yes, I didn't I didn't read that one, though.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I've got so many books. I take up probably 50% of the weight that I carry.
Why?
Because I just
you get one
all.
Gold piece per book.
That's a one-to-one, man.
No, I'm not selling books. Fuck, this is knowledge. I'm keeping this shit.
There's so many doubles.
I'm
just read
the
books.
Intelligent barbarian, you
but
know.
You don't need to have them. You
yeah,
can
you
just,
don't need... There's so many doubles of them. Yeah.
I know. Well, I
have you read the Burn book?
Which one is the Burn book?
There's a lot of them.
What?
There's ruined books, and I throw those
Oh,
away.
The Burnt book. Oh, yes. The Burned book. Okay.
Burned book, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I tried to, but the pages were stuck together.
Ha.
If you get there, if you find the like advancements in lock making,
mm-hmm.
read that story.
Is it good?
It's good.
Man. Is it an actual story?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. I will read that one if I find it.
I can't wait till I get my lock picking skill up high enough.
To what?
What are some of those fun things that you get for lock picking?
Like, oh, there's really no need to go
easier
to go well, do lock picking anymore.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Just go do the.
I have
go
like,
do the thief skill quest.
Yeah, okay.
Then you get the unbreakable lockpick. It's a Daedric artifact that's in every Oblivion
well, I've got,
or Elder Scrolls group game. Then you don't need to have lockpicks
anymore. I've got 200 lockpicks on me.
You don't need them anymore once you get the unbreakable lockpick.
And
I can,
and then you don't need to put any points into lockpicking.
But I've got my lockpicking skill up to about 70.
You get more stuff.
Well, yeah, the goal or the higher probability of getting treasure. But then at that point, it's like, dude... why are you bothering with just generic ass items? You should Dude, be you going collecting the unique stuff. Ones. If you're getting to the point where you can put enough points into speechcraft, then you should be focusing on other things.
All my points go into health and one-handed weapons and heavy armor.
Okay.
Heavy armor's good.
But just those three, just those two skills and then all health?
Want, yeah.
No stamina?
You don't do stamina?
A little bit of stamina.
But you're swinging your sword
all the time.
Your
power attacks is how you're doing that
thing. Yeah, dude, my power attacks just wreck dudes.
You don't need to put any more points in it?
Nah.
Huh.
If I really need something to die, I will do the unique two-handed power attack.
So you have a two-handed power attack if you press both of them at the same time?
It is a salvo of, like, arm cannon attacks, just... It is like a swirly...
Oh, it's the one like that those dudes do all the time?
Swirly, like, tornado of blades. Yeah.
Have you fought, like, the Forsworn guys, and they do that move all the time? They'll swing one, they'll swing the other one, they'll spin around and hit you again.
I kill guys so fast, they can't hit me.
That's right. Mage.
Mage, motherfucker. They can't get close.
Yeah. So
the only time they do get close is if I miss with my, like, ice bolt or something.
What? So, okay, there's four levels of magic spells, right? There's novice, adept,
yes,
advanced or something, and then
novice,
master?
Adept, apprentice, and master.
Okay,
yeah. There's not like an expert level.
I think master is the top.
I think there is expert.
Is there five?
There might be.
In lockpicking, there's novice, adept, advanced,
apprentice.
Apprentice. Yep. And but I feel like there's an expert and a master.
I don't know. There is expert.
There is.
You own all the spells, right?
Pretty much. I don't own any expert spells.
Oh, no?
I.
What about master spells?
Or that. No, the highest I've got is to add up apprentice, whatever the third one is. But those things wreck. Like, I have a fireball spell that if I cast them both at the same time and it, like, does a super spell, it blows up everything.
Oh, is that the one, is that the spell that when you throw it, it explodes after you throw it too?
Yes.
Okay. Not just hits the target.
Yes. Or also I have an ice pick, like, it shoots a shard of ice. You've probably been shot with them before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you get,
yeah,
like, an ice shard in your head.
Yeah, that's level two.
Well, like there's more than that, ones? Too. Yeah. But those are sweet because it slows them down, takes their stamina and magic away.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't take magic, it's just stamina. Because ice goes health, stamina. Lightning goes magic and health. And then fire is DOT.
Extra damage.
Damage over time.
Yeah.
Fire wrecks people on weapons. That's what I like.
Fire on weapons?
Yeah, just fiery weapons. I love that shit. Just
loving fire.
Fire. I think, if anything, I want to become a...
Fireman?
No, yes. Human torch.
I want to be a fireman.
Fire truck.
Fire bike.
I want to be a fire truck.
Actually, so what I was going to tell you guys, sorry, no, go ahead, I'll talk about this later.
What's that, it's not alchemy, is it enchanting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think I want to do that.
You should.
Yeah.
Put a couple points in there.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
Yeah, I just want to.
Archery, there's a sweet thing, too.
Don't do archery, man. No.
Like archery is an aside.
Because you can zoom in, and it slows down time when you're zoomed in.
What?
Yeah.
So this, that helps when fighting dragons.
That's four, mm-hmm. that's... 3 points you have to put into that just to get to that level.
Oh, man, that's all I want then. That's
but those 3 points make your archery, like, super good. Like, it does more damage.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, it doesn't do more damage.
Yeah, it does.
Not at that level.
The bottom one?
The bottom
one. Oh, the bottom one. Well, you can... Yeah. That's your five-tiered make this actually viable.
Is this, like, for certain things, you have to, like...
You have to go in order. It is a skill tree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
No skipping.
I really don't want that heavy armor one that says that I can punch dudes better.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty worthless.
I did already win the one fist fight that I had to do, and I don't really...
Those fist fights are
waste
of time.
You ever tried to pull out a weapon and it, like, decides not to come out and you just have your fist? Or a spell?
Huh? No,
that happens all the time. I'll be, like, switching spells, and it'll say, I'll click, like, okay, I want fireball, I'm right trigger, and I'll click it. And then I go into battle, and he's just got his fist. And I'm sitting there trying to cast fireball, and I'm punching things.
Yeah, like I said, the only thing that happens with me is my body will be places that... Three incidences so far where my body is somewhere.
That's a PS3 thing, probably.
I am moving around.
It's an oblivion, or it's a Bethesda thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Some crazy nonsense.
I've played 45 hours, and I'm still playing.
Yeah, I have not had a crash or anything like that. However, the reason why I brought my... hard drive over to do the video on this because I have a totally fucked up glitch in my game.
Awesome.
Like, it is amazing how messed up it was. So, I don't know if you guys have done the companion quest, but slight spoiler alert right here. One of the characters in that, or a couple of them, but one of them that you meet who's a part of the companions dies, and you have to, like, go avenge him fairly early on through the quest train.
But this is not story related.
No, this is story related. Like, you can't do anything about it, and so this guy's dead, and so after this whole quest chain is over,
is what you're telling me.
After this whole quest chain is over, you know, it's all good. So this guy's dead, right? He's totally dead. I'm now the head of the companions, as all those things usually go. Like, you're the leader of the group. So I'm out in this area fighting a dragon, just, like, I heard the dragon roaring, so I ran at it and was fighting it, and then all of a sudden, all the companions show up around me. Even the dead ones. The dead dude is in this... Okay, so I kill the dragon, I take it down, and I'm looking, I'm like, wait a second, I know you, and I know you, and I know you, and there's this guy who... It's like Skjorge or something like that.
Skjorge,
whatever his name is. He's there, even though he's dead, and he is just a torso in the ground. Naked. So, it's like some
that's so much
horrific,
better than my disembodied,
like 1950s life. Time travel fiasco where there's like... dudes coming out of battleships. Like, this guy is halfway in the ground, like, and I go over to him like, no, he's dead. And I talk to him, and he's like,
"How did you read
the head of the companions? You?" Or no, he just says, "You've got a lot to learn, whelp." Which is the same thing he like always says to you in the beginning.
You are
of the
now
game.
The head.
He doesn't have dialogue to acknowledge you being the head of it. So this gets even better because I thought, okay, this is messed up. Like, this dude is there. He's shouldn't be there in the world.
Need some like magic mushrooms to make this happen.
No, because the save that I have ready to go is face to face with this dude.
Great.
Now he's in different armor than he's worn the entire game. He's hanging around the companion guild, and I can get quests from him.
Dude,
what?
He just transcended.
I'm really afraid to take the quest because I don't want it to just completely break the game.
Destroy the game. The game goes, wait, what? Don't do that.
Because after you finish him, if you didn't do any of like the really simple side fetch, like the easy quest where they're like, you just need to go kill this thing quickly. If you don't do any of those, you can do them later. So I guess he's back from the dead. Like, just wanted to give me quests.
Dude, just Phoenix down.
I guess. Yeah, but
well,
that's,
you know
they're
what
not
you
dead.
Do,
they're knocked out.
Now that you're here with his Phoenix Xbox. Down. Put a save, load it up, and then switch hard drives over, save it on his before you do it, and then you'll have a backup save on his Xbox, and you can try to get the quest and see if it happens.
What? The fuck?
Load your game up, switch out the hard drives, and save your game to a different hard drive, so then you will have that backup.
I see what you're
saying. In case you want to try it out.
Oh, that's alright. I don't want to.
Just do it, man.
No, it's
do
okay.
Do it. Maybe there's some crazy quest going on. Maybe it's a secret.
It's not very crazy. The quest is like, I need you to go kill a bear or something. I'm like, yeah, this one can I can let this go.
The funniest.
So that's my
glitch.
Crazy freaking weirdest glitch
funniest
in the entire
glitch
world
I've seen so far is I'm fighting a bear in a cave, and I'm just fighting him.
What, dude, bears
and then all
bears.
Of a sudden, he shoots up into the ceiling, and all I see are his feet hanging from the ceiling.
Right.
Like, you can see his body is in the ceiling, but great. His feet are just hanging there, and he's walking along up, and you can't hit him with any physical damage, but I started burning him with fire.
Oh, nice.
And then I burned him, and then as soon as he died, he just shot back down to the ground.
That's freaking
I thought
weird.
It was pretty funny.
Have you had any quests where you need to behead anything?
No.
So there's quests where you have to recover heads of creatures.
Oh, wait, yeah.
And there's this one, it's not a major glitch, it's very mild, but I looted the head off this body, and it just straight upright, like in the Vitruvian glitch man pose, just headless. Really, really creepy.
Yeah, what were they, the hag, or the
hag? Hag ravens.
Yeah, you had to do that. I think you and me might have done the same thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh my God! She took a picture of it. Just
this is freaking after you
weird.
Kill him, standing there.
Oh man, those things are creepy. I've fought one of those things so far.
Oh, did you go to do that one quest to fight it?
No, I was just walking around. This dude happened to be like with a bunch of bandits, and I got raped pretty hard. There were more of them than I thought there were.
So all three of us are playing very much different characters and.
I feel like
classes.
I'm playing so much differently.
Has anybody played anything else besides Skyrim?
I finished Assassin's Creed Revelations. We can talk on that a little bit.
What do you have to say about that game?
The game's still good.
Was it revealing?
It's nice.
It's nice.
I could have lived my life without playing this game, but that's not to say that it's bad. I still enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
But.
Is it the Assassin's Creed game you were hoping for?
More or less. I mean,
it answered a bunch of questions, and you're like, "Oh my god, now I understand
just,
the
no,
fiction."
No, it just is like
they finally put Ezio to bed.
They close off a bunch of stuff.
What?
And they
Ezio
just,
dies?
No, not at the. At some
Did they shut
does.
The story off too?
Yeah.
Or is there still like holes in it where they're like, you know, we could if we wanted to, we could do another one if we really wanted.
Ezio at 160.
No, they don't. Sure. I mean, no. If they want. I suppose if they wanted to do another Ezio story, they could fill in the timeline holes between this one and
Brotherhood,
because there's a little bit of a jump there.
Yeah,
but
you think he killed anybody in between those times?
Nope.
No. Just took a week off.
He's just buying buildings.
Yeah. Just changing buildings. The color of his clothes.
Yeah.
Dying clothes.
I learned how to make sweet bombs.
Sweet bombs.
You looking at pies?
I'm looking at pizza pies right now.
All right.
Odd.
I'm hungry.
I learned how to make bombs.
And pizzas.
And
pizza bombs.
Dude, I want a pizza bomb.
Wait, what's a pizza bomb? Is it a bomb shaped like a pizza, or is it a bomb that blows up and pizza is everywhere? Because either one of those sounds pretty good.
It's a pizza that you eat and then
how do you defuse
up
the pizza bomb?
You.
Do you have to eat it?
Once it's lit, there's no going back.
You have to eat the entire pizza bomb before it goes off?
Yep. Jesus. Once you get every single piece in there, the ingredients combine in your stomach and
you
die.
Oh, man.
That's a pizza bomb.
It's like the red plus green.
Equals go.
What is that? Mission Impossible thing? With the gum?
No.
Oh, yeah. 5 seconds.
No. Blue is goo. Together. Red is dead.
Blue is goo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're talking the new one, or are we talking the old one?
The first one.
The first Mission Impossible with the gum.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the new one with the climby gloves that he's going to have.
Mm-mm.
No, not familiar with this.
He had the climby gloves in the first one.
No, you remember the words off the trailer?
Yeah, dude, because the trailer's the best part about that movie.
You haven't seen the movie yet, though.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I've seen the trailer.
I'm excited to see Mission Impossible 4. Ghost Poop.
It's not, yeah, Ghost what?
Protocol. I enjoyed the Mission Impossible films.
So did I.
They're always enjoyable.
Guys,
Tom Cruise only makes amazing movies.
They're not bad. Like they're great action thrill rides.
Best Tom Cruise film though, Tropic Thunder.
Really?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, but
have
I
you
think
seen Cocktail?
Yeah.
What?
Have you not seen Cocktail? Oh hi.
Not a fan of Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun is pretty good.
Wait, what about War of the Worlds?
Oh man, War of the Worlds. Ooh. All right.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Uh-huh.
Minority Report.
Oh man, more good movies.
Yeah, I didn't care for Minority
Collateral.
Report.
Oh,
I like Collateral a lot.
Actually, really good.
Yep.
Two in the chest
movie was great.
Out. Just on a train.
Only the first movie sleeping. To be shot in hand cam HD recorders.
Yeah.
It was hand cam. Like it
hand
was.
Cam.
It was not professional. Like gigantic.
Yeah.
You know, video cameras. It's all like. I forget what the word is, like Python or something, whatever the first company that made the consumer-grade HD hand camera. So they used all those to film it, and I think it looked awesome. Lots of blue light.
Mm-hmm. Blue light. Gave it a very raw feel.
Isn't it supposed to be some spin-off of, like, Reservoir Dogs or something, too? Like, it's supposed to... It ties into
Mission
another
Impossible
movie? 4? No, Collateral.
I don't know. I'd have to watch it again. I don't think it does.
No, not directly, but, like, it's supposed to be that character, the character
Blue?
Tom Cruise plays, is supposed to be, like, this very generic hitman that can be considered a hitman from another movie.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
that could be any movie.
Any movie. He was Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
No, Zorro's not a hitman.
Yeah, he is.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't get paid.
Gets paid in love and gets paid in fame, masks.
Yeah. Can't wait for the Skyrim live action movie.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's gonna be sweet.
So, what else about Assassin's Creed you want to talk about,
Jim? That's it. I think that game ends in Iowa.
Oh yeah, you said that.
Pretty sure that game ends in Iowa, dude. Nothing, why? Nothing but like rolling fields with just, you know, wind farms.
Oh, so he and Shell are gonna meet up. It's the same location.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shell
from Portal 2. And Portal.
Oh, Portal. Yeah, that's obviously what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I would not put Abstergo and Aperture Science same company.
Could be.
Sister companies of each
could
other.
Could very well be.
Yep.
That's how you do your traversal in Assassin's Creed 3. Portal gun.
Yep. Forget the climbing.
The only thing I'll say about the game is I was thinking, you know, through some of the shortcomings of that game. It's all good except for, like, the reveal of, like, Desmond stuff where you collect those data fragments and you go into the first-person nonsense. The
yeah.
First-person Tetris.
First-person Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but you really drop those stupid blocks.
I just think it would have been better if you would have been, like, you know, since you are in Desmond's head recounting Ezio stuff and recounting Altair stuff, why put it in first-person when you're trying to recount Desmond stuff? Just... go into those things.
Because you're pure data, bruh.
No, go into those
you're
things.
Not a, you're just... this must be what being like a computer is.
Well, it's just like, there are better ways of like, okay, so you have these really
you're
good...
odd, you don't have a body.
But you,
you
have
don't
these,
experience
these
yourself
really
behind your body, man.
That Desmond is trying to recall that are him and separate himself
but
from
do they get better
memories.
Than the first memory? Because
no,
so
no,
far I would
no.
say that one's not really
like,
good.
They are good in the sense of like, yes, these are things he's trying to recall.
Uh-huh.
They're poor in their delivery. Like,
so by their presence, it's a good thing, but by their quality and substance, they're not good.
It's just like if say you were to make it more apparent to me that I'm like doing the Desmond stuff is other than walking through hallways with stupid freaking block puzzles. Just maybe more of like in Assassin's Creed 2, where you know at some point it was like. Like test out and see how much of the bleeding effect is sticking over for Desmond. So run around this warehouse and climb on these things.
Oh yeah.
Make it more like I am playing as Desmond in that still Assassin's
Creed. Wait,
was
that 2 or Brotherhood?
That was 2. I don't know. The Brotherhood you were in that you were
Oh you were in no, the you, truck in the Animus the entire
no,
time? Or no, you were in the
two,
villa.
You were in the villa. Yeah.
Okay.
No, not in 2. That was Brotherhood.
Brotherhood you were in that. Yeah. 2.
Turning on lights.
2 you're in some sort That's of right. warehouse.
Collecting yeah. sculptures.
Yep.
And
getting Mario's sword.
Ordering Jimmy thing. John's.
What?
What? You can order Jimmy
there's
John's?
An email where Bill's gonna not Bill, Sean's gonna go out and get food.
Oh.
Although I can't respond to it and tell Sean that I really, really, really would like a sub.
I don't think that they have Jimmy John's in...
probably not. In 2012, Jimmy John's goes on.
Wherever that place is.
France?
No.
Italy?
The, Italy? Well, yeah, well, but what was it? Montenegro, right?
Montenegro.
That was the location.
Montenegro-noni.
But so, yeah, if I was just, like, playing those in a different fashion...
Did you end up playing this in Italian like you said you would?
It doesn't have an Italian language setting.
Oh.
So, no.
That sucks.
I have French, Spanish, and English.
Huh.
So, no. Did not do these things.
It's a black screen.
Yeah, it's a black screen. But, it just could have been better. Like, if you just, like, rather than do that stuff.
Just better delivery of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not interested in that game.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to really miss out on too much.
I'm feeling like I'm okay with not playing that game.
Yeah. I'll probably play it eventually when it's like $5-$10.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how much Assassin's Creed Revelations
Assassin's
is worth
Creed.
To you.
After Assassin's Creed.
The price of Duke Nukem
Assassin's
right now.
Assassin's 3 Creed.
God damn it. Assassin's Creed 3 when that comes out and you're good to go.
Maybe they'll have a bundle package.
Maybe
for
it'll
all
be on the
four.
Disc.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe there's just a recap.
Yeah, well, that probably
will. This is the revelation of revelations.
I bet previously on Assassin's Creed.
That was my favorite.
Let's talk about Skyrim, though, because that game is so good.
Okay, you think so?
Yes.
It's pretty big.
I think that game is amazing.
I walked around picking up mountain flowers and thorax bugs. I feel like
you didn't like Fallout nearly as much as you like this.
Fallout, the first Fallout? Fallout 3? Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, great. Oh, that's right. No, you did like...
I didn't like New Vegas. No, I did everything in Fallout.
New Vegas isn't good.
Everything, except the dumb crap. Like buying the expansion jars.
Dude, it's not everything.
You think this because you just don't want to spend
money. Did you finish everything in Fallout before you got the expansion packs?
No. Okay. Did you go on a spaceship in space?
No, that's dumb. Why do I want to go on a spaceship in space?
Spaceships out of the sky while you're dressed as a samurai?
Do that?
I don't care about how my character is dressed in these video games.
Yeah, because you don't fucking play in third person.
Because I'm not a crazy person.
Have you gotten a dwarven helmet? They look sweet.
Yeah, I've got orcish helmet right now.
You don't even know what it looks like.
I always think that's funny.
No.
What? Orcish. Yeah, this is kind of orcish.
I put my armor on, I take a look at it, and I'm like, that looks awesome. Now we'll continue on with this game.
I've been finding myself playing more first person because I'm battling like all the time now. So, and it's easier to pick shit up.
Yes, it is. It's so much easier.
But when walking,
you guys are so crazy. Just turn your goddamn center cursor on, and it's the same thing.
Yeah, but
only
it's
now
so
I can
away.
See further away from.
Yeah, but
it's like slightly off. Like it feels wrong because your character is slightly off the center.
Yeah, they're like looking to the left.
No nonsense. You're you're part of the problem as to why this needs to be in the game. Like, imagine if this game didn't have third person.
That'd be
fine. It would be fine.
It'd be fine.
But bitches like yourself, who's like, I need to see my character, otherwise it's not an RPG.
I'm not saying I don't need to see myself. I'm just saying if it's the option, I would prefer to play it that way.
But it's first person. That's how you play Elder Scrolls. It's like how you do that game.
Griff, I didn't care for Oblivion, and I didn't care for Morrowind. The fact that I enjoy this game blows my mind.
Maybe you need to replay those games.
Maybe.
They're good. Well, no, you shouldn't. But I'm saying maybe you're discounting them for the wrong reasons.
Could be. I did discover, though, after I started killing some vampires last night. I really want to turn into a vampire. Right. I really want to pledge my allegiance to anything that sucks.
Do you think
blood.
We can turn into vampires?
I really hope I can. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Sweet.
You can turn into a vampire werewolf?
It's the same thing. No, you can't be a vampire werewolf.
A werewolf? Werefire?
No, you can't because
you can be
if
a werewolf.
I know there are werewolves in the game.
You can be.
I'm a werewolf.
I am a werewolf.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Team Jacob?
Yes.
Even though the werewolf kind of sucks.
Does kind of. Well, the best thing about werewolf
is... So it would be better to be a vampire?
You don't get sick.
You don't get diseases, which is really nice. And vampirism is a disease, so you can't become a vampire.
But could you become a vampire and then become a werewolf? Or would it cure the vampirism?
Do you think there's a way to cure the werewolf? Because
there is.
I'm kind of looking for it.
I have that option. If I wanted to remove my werewolfdom, I could...
Just like,
I did that quest,
cure my
like
lycanthropy
over into your chest. Uh-uh.
It's very...
I avenged that guy, but is that the same?
There's a lot more to go.
Really?
Yeah. You start playing basketball, and then he pockets it.
No, like, I
go
went
back
into
in time
that, like...
Before yourself, before you were born, you prevent your parents from getting werewolfness. You could, like lycanthropy, then you're good.
Oh, that's how.
Yeah.
Lycanthrope.
Yeah.
Is it in that, like, ice area?
I don't want to say much more about it, but...
Is it way after that, or, like...
I just want
to if you have all that. If you have the thing that you use to cure the werewolfness
to cure
the lycanthropy, then you are like four quests minimum or maximum away from the end of it.
Okay. So you're a werewolf too?
Yeah.
God damn it!
So vampirism is I don't like doing that because it's the same thing as
they
Oblivion.
They suck the blood the same way that they do in freaking Blood Omen.
What do they do?
Just with their hand.
Oh.
They kinesis out of you.
Yeah.
Kinesis your blood.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You get the vampire disease, and then if you wait 3 days, then you actually become a vampire.
Sweet.
And then
cure the pros and cons in between then?
So you can cure it within those 3 days. After that, you have to then do a quest chain to get it removed. Yeah. But it's like there's three or four stages of vampire. Like stage one, it all has to do with like how many days you go without sucking blood. Mm. Does it affect you?
So you suck beast blood?
No beast blood, human blood. But stage one is like you get a 10% persuasion bonus or something. Or No. So just by being a vampire, you get like a 10% persuasion bonus. You get like the ability to see at night, and then you get like cold resistance and fire resistance removed, like you're fire susceptible. And then for each day, that increases. So, like, each day you go without sucking blood, you get more cold resistant and less fire resistant. And then you also get some things like you don't regenerate stamina unless it's nighttime. And you don't regenerate magicka unless it's nighttime. And I don't know. There's something else, too.
You don't sleep in a coffin.
You don't sleep in a coffin. No, no coffin sleeping.
Oh, wait. So if you're a vampire, you can go around during the day?
You can. Yeah. But it's like you don't regenerate health, magicka, or stamina.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So if you're at night, then you have all those. But I don't know. You gotta look it up for the exact details on what they are.
Sounds like it sucks to be a vampire.
It does
suck
being a vampire. Like the only way you want to be a vampire is if you're playing like a thief, because you've got some advantages there for like sneak increased and certain like bonuses that relate to playing a thief type character, persuasion and speech skills.
So what are the pros and cons for being a werewolf?
Do you want diseases?
No, diseases sound bad.
Then be a werewolf.
The con is you don't get the extra rest bonus when you sleep.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
I get it.
No,
I used to get it, but yeah. I think it's your skills level up faster. If you're rested or well rested, same thing as Fallout.
Experience bonus.
Right. Yeah, like your stuff progresses. You get XP faster and
your skill stuff and your general experience.
Yeah. But I don't know the timing on it or how it lasts or what the percentage is.
I think you have to sleep 8 to 10 hours.
Okay.
That's well rested.
About 12. If I sleep 12, I get it. So it's got to be at least...
I think it's like 8 or 10.
Somewhere around there.
I always sleep for 10.
You've slept for 12 hours? What's the point?
Once it gets dark out, then I just sleep cycle until it's light out again. Because I hate moving in the dark.
But there's stuff in the dark that aren't normally in
like
the light.
Like what?
Like people walking that you can find.
Did you guys get the...
Kill them?
Did you guys have the random, random fugitive dude, come up to you and tell
take this knife?
Is it a knife?
He's like, yeah, take this.
I don't know.
I'll find you and kill you if you,
yeah.
And then somebody's chasing him.
I was just like,
Oh, the hunter dude was chasing him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I killed them both.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I said, yeah, he went that way.
I did too, but then he was pinned behind cover, and the hunter guy walked up around him and was just shooting arrows into him at point blank. And I was like, "This is weird. This needs to end." So I killed them both.
I think something really weird happened with me to that. Like there was some fighting going on, and I just sat and watched it. And then there was two people left, so I killed those two people. And then this fugitive guy came up to all the people that were dead were called hunters or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this fugitive guy came up and said, "Here, take this thing." And I was just like,
You don't remember what it was?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was
what
it was.
A silver sword
steel
of shocking
dagger or something. It's a piece of crap.
It was the steel dagger of
the
shocking.
Only
was
thing,
it? Okay.
That was okay. So mine was not. There is no steel dagger of shocking.
No.
The only thing that appeared that seemed new to me was this orcish mace of something.
Oh, that's not bad.
And I've been using it to crush fools' heads.
You're using one-hand weapons, John. You should go to Markarth. City to the far west and do the Daedric quest to get the best one-handed weapon in the game.
Okay.
But really what if he's low level?
Well then, yeah. I'm so that's something I gotta talk about is...
Level 12. The game
amps
itself up and down. Right?
You don't want to get that
weapon
yet.
There's leveled weapons. The reason why I stopped playing Oblivion is because I discovered that it had leveling to its weapons. So what I was doing is I would do hypothetically, I was doing the mage's quest. Let's say I was doing the mage quest. And the last item you get for doing all the mage guild quests is, this super awesome staff of every magic power that you cast at one time, let's say. It's rainbow magic that shoots every rainbow or every magic ever. So, hypothetically, that's what it is.
Wow.
And so I was like, that sounds awesome. I want that staff. So, I did that quest, got the staff, and I was like, sweet, how come when I read online it says 128 damage of all types of magic, and then when I actually got it, it's 80 damage? So I looked up stuff, and it was Elder Scrolls Oblivion falls into the leveling problem of Elder Scrolls games, where it's from levels 1 through 10, if you get this item, it will do 20 damage. From levels 10 through 20, it'll do 40, and it incrementally goes up and increases it. So that means it's better to wait and get these unique items later in the game than to get them at earlier in the game, because they won't be super powered. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be super powered for your level at the time, but they, if you waited longer, then they'll be better.
It would be more beneficial to you in the long run.
It will, and it, like, yeah, so that's why I stopped playing, because I was like, now I just feel like I have to do a bunch of boring, crappy quests until I can get up to a high enough level to make these weapons, like, viable, and their most powerfully potential is going to come out of them, and, you know, I get them in their best state.
Yeah.
So, I've read some things about that is the case in this game, but then I've also read some things about that not being the case in this game. Like, this mace of Molag Bal that I have, when I got it, it's like, it starts out, and online it says, this mace does 27 damage, and it does 25 to stamina and 25 to magicka, and then it also casts Soul Steal. So, it's got, first of all, it's unique because it has three enchantments on it, which is why it's so awesome. But the weird thing is, I don't know if that, like, people say it's leveled, but I don't know if it's actually leveled, because I can't find anybody online who has, like, a chart that shows, like, if I got this at level 20, instead of doing 27 base damage, it'll do 47 base damage. Mm-hmm. So,
I could show you in my book.
Oh, no, did they have a leveling guide in there?
Yeah. Well, like, it has an all item the weapons. Guide? And, yeah. Okay. It's got 700 pages. I'm pretty sure it's in there.
I'm also thinking maybe they aren't leveled, because with the way that the game works where you upgrade your, like, one-handed or two-handed or whatever weapon skills you have, then...
And it just increases...
Yeah, the base damage, or the damage of it. Like, it shows, yeah. Like, Ryan, when I was talking to you about this, I was saying, like, oh, this armor that I have... does, like, the dragon plate armor gives you 51 whatever it was, like, 51 armor defense, and you're like, well, I already have something that gives me 90 or something like that. And that's because when you upgrade your perks, then it reflects that in the stats listed mm-hmm. on the items, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
So, I don't know if you should get that mace or not, but it's really good, and it's a fun quest, because all the danger quests are super fun. I accidentally did one the other night. It's freaking awesome. Yeah, because I wanted to save a date request to do it for the video, because they're usually really goofy. But this one, this dude was like, hey, do you want this mace? I'll challenge you to a training, or a staff, I'll challenge you to a drinking game. So I was like, okay, and you just keep drinking, and then you basically pass out, you wake up in the middle of nowhere, and this person is yelling at you. They're like, oh my god, you totally just went in on a crazy, like, spree and ruined everything in our temple. Like, you need to pay for the damages. So then you go back retracing your steps, like, a la The Hangover, and, like, seeing all these weird things that you've done over the, like, world of Skyrim.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a really sweet quest.
That's good.
Yeah, and the reward you get from it is awesome, because it's not leveled. It's like a super duper awesome Daedric thing that's not leveled.
Sweet.
Yep. It's very useful.
I do also like that the game, like you said, like, it adjusts the stats to let you know, like, what it is now that you have these new, like, perks added on.
Yeah.
But, it doesn't flat out say it, but if, you know, if you pay attention to, so if I equip a different piece of armor, mm-hmm. since I have the certain, like, heavy armor perks.
Yeah.
If I change out to a different piece, that then means I am losing some of the perks that I have, and it will show it on there.
Being Even though you have, like, matching set sort of thing.
Right, well, so even though this armor has a higher
value
armor rating, if you were to switch into it, you as a total would have a lower armor rating because you are dropping out of that heavy armor set.
Yeah.
Or you're dropping out of the named set.
Yeah. So, Ryan, you're playing as a mage, right?
Correct.
What?
A shooting mage.
All mage?
Just all mage.
I always pick mages in these games because they're always the most powerful at the end.
So you're using heavy armor, you said?
Yep.
That's weird.
Heavy armored, like, mage with a bow.
Wow. That's so weird. Wow. Like, battle mage.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
It's impressive.
So you're not taking advantage of any of, like, the special mage abilities that give you bonuses to armor and stuff if you don't wear armor?
No. Okay. Not doing any of that.
You're not using, like, the robes that just give you, like, 75% mana regeneration.
There are certain like heavy armors that I've come across where it's just like adds a lot to like destructive magic. Like when
15%
you're
reduction to
spell. And I just create my own heavy armor stuff that gives me plus 50 mana regeneration or whatever, magicka.
I was going to say, that seems like a totally viable route, except if you look down one of the I think it's like alteration or something, if you look down one of those trees, if you don't wear armor and you just wear a robe, it gives you like a quadruple boost to your armor abilities. Like if you cast like Stone Flesh or whatever the hell they call it.
It gives you double, actually, I think.
Double?
I've read that one.
That one sounds pretty useful.
But if I do cast Stone Cast, and I have my heavy armor there, and I'm a mage, dishing out all sorts of damage, and they can't hurt me at all if I have my stone armor on and I cast a spell.
That's pretty awesome.
Like. the only thing bad about it is my companion. I'm casting all these spells that do area damage, and they're like, they'll be, you know, right up on me sometimes. I shoot it, and my companion will just die.
Huh.
But then I have healing hands, too, and I just whip that out real quick, and they're all better.
Yeah. Just bless them.
Yep.
Give them a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Healing massage.
Oh, she says all the time, oh, a healing spell. Are you a priest?
So you guys have companions you were using? You were talking about those earlier?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're beastly.
And you can kill them, right?
Yeah.
They can die.
Can you kill them?
But they'll start fighting you if you take them halfway down.
Because all the companions that I've had, they're like quest-based ones that don't die. They just fall down for a while.
Once they're your companion, they'll die.
So in the troll fight where I lost Lydia... Or Lilith, or
Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
I lost her. It was unfortunate.
I can't find
her
anymore.
House,
Carl. I didn't lose it. I think the issue...
Those names are so funny.
She... Yeah.
What? She was Carl?
I'm the hot
Lydia's Carl
of this thing.
She, it's unfortunate. But I did at least take everything that I was letting her carry off of her.
That's
body.
The other reason I take her. Yeah. She's a mule for everything you carry.
Like, Brennan is turning into my pack mule. Here's all these books. Just hold those.
Weird book obsession.
That does nothing for you.
So far, every Bethesda game that I have played, there's always just one thing that I just instantly lock onto. That's just like,
do you read them at all? Or are you just like,
I've read
I just need the books?
I've read a couple of them, but I probably have like 50 books.
It's like his life just, substance. Yeah. Like, gotta have books.
I will just like walk into like some person's room and they've got tons of books, and I'm like, close that door. I need to take all of these.
It's like, do you have double copies of books?
Sometimes.
Do you organize them on the shelf?
But I'll get rid of the.
See, that's my thing. Is like,
I'll get rid of them. See, this is what
I used to
happen.
Collect books when I was playing Oblivion, and now I'm like, no, this is dumb.
I
just collect the books that one I've read and I find are actually like the ones that I think are cool, like the book on werewolves or the book on the Daedric gods, or like the history that I read that's like, oh, this is the story of Oblivion, the game. Or then the books that give you stat upgrades or funny books. Like, I'll keep those and put them on bookshelves. Which is fucking stupid.
I do find myself, like, whenever I get full of something, the first thing I go to are books to let go to pick up something else.
Oh, no, dude.
I feel bad about doing it. Like,
these books are just sitting out there.
I'm
man.
Telling you, you just like, gotta.
You,
fish,
you
gotta
can't
drop
make
six
more
of these books on the ground.
You can't make more books.
What you have to do is if you need to get rid of stuff, you need to find the first thing to kill, take everything from it, and then just shove it full of books.
What?
Then put a place marker on it, and then fast travel to a town.
It's still dump there.
Not
dump
that.
Off some stuff, and then come
it's
back.
Still there when you come back.
Books.
No.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I
did.
No. This is exactly what I did in Fallout 3.
Bodies will disappear.
No.
Yes, they will.
But this is why you got to do it immediately.
Well, yeah. I guess. I mean,
maybe like, after a day or so.
Yeah. Maybe after a day or two. But
and that dragon is still there that I've killed and is not going.
Even dragon bodies will go away. The only thing that stays in place is your house.
This is why, this is what I'm
he
telling you.
He appears out of nowhere from the sky.
Just kill a fox, shove it full of things, go to your house, drop some
like,
stuff off.
It's like Tauntaun, that thing full of fucking books.
Yeah.
Here, Luke, this will keep you warm. Stay in here,
I
little book.
I can't read them anymore.
Then come back and
smells
just get your
worse
shit.
On the inside.
Gives it a nice irony kind of smell to it. It's good.
Just full of puffed rice.
It's good stuff.
No.
That's how you do it.
Books are not that important to me. They were at first, and then I was like, well, what are these books doing for me? Absolutely nothing.
I just go to weight to value, like I did in Fallout, where it's like, if you were not at least least quadruple your value mm-hmm. in weight, and then you have to go.
Have you guys seen the Dwemer stuff yet?
What is
the
Dwemer
books
stuff?
Have a different value though?
They right, exactly. Have, I, no, I agree. Books value. Never get thrown out for me. Like the ones that give me stat upgrades, they need to go back home. Which is, like I was saying, fucking dumb.
I know.
It's not like anybody else will see my house full of shit that I have.
Dude,
I don't know
hey,
why I do
it. See this one right here? I got one to lockpicking from this one.
Yeah, I don't know
dude, this is
why
me in Fallout 3. I like love the look of my house. I always put all the food in the fridge, put all my clothes in a little drawer next to
too.
My bed.
Yeah. People complain about not being able to find things when they put them in, like, they're like, I put all my shit in a crate, and then I can't find the one thing I wanted to go, because it just says crate, and then inventory. It's like, well, that's because you put your shit in different crates.
Yeah, put all the guns in the locker next to the door, you
exactly.
put all the clothes
if
next
you go
to the
my
ammo
house, in the desk.
Exactly, see?
If you go to my house, all the potions are in the desk, all the ingredients to make, like, alchemy are on the end table.
They're not in the satchel?
No.
On the alchemy thing?
No.
It's like the most practical
thing. I haven't bought that yet.
Oh.
I haven't bought the alchemy thing yet. All my weapons are next to the bed.
I could.
And then all my miscellaneous stuff are in the big chest.
Got a drawer full of heads.
Have you found unusual gems yet?
Yeah.
Where do you take those to get them appraised?
Take them to Riften.
Riften? What do they do? Are they a quest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have four of them.
You only need one.
No, really?
Stop stealing them. You only need one.
I'd been hanging on to the soul gems.
Yeah, hang on to those.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hang on to soul gems, baby.
For what?
I've got about 300 of them.
When you get items that are enchanted.
Yeah,
you
can use them a lot.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm saying, but I've been hanging on to them even after I burn them.
What do you mean, burn them?
You guys are aware that they get empty, right?
Yeah,
no,
then you can fill
them back
up. No,
they go away.
No, they do not.
No, they once you use a soul gem to refill something, then it is gone.
Yeah.
But you can have empty soul
gems.
Yes,
you need to fill those with souls.
Whose souls?
There's a spell.
With dead
anyone.
Things.
Anyone.
Soul tap.
There's a what?
You got a soul tap, that ass.
Okay.
You cast soul tap.
Or he has it in his
in the
mace. But I had to find it in a spell. I didn't get it until just recently. And you cast it, and then you have 60 seconds to kill someone, and then it'll fill that soul gem.
Right, but the thing needs to be appropriately sized to that soul gem.
So petty.
So petty is like you got to go
kill
bunnies.
Like a rabbit.
Oh, bunnies.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But if you get greater soul, or I found a black soul gem.
Nice.
And
wow, is that only for like
human souls?
I tried to do it on a dragon, and I was like, wait, I absorb dragon souls anyway.
It's humans.
Black soul gem is for humans?
No, I think it's for... Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain. I think it's the same as Oblivion.
I think it might be like trolls or the giants or
big
ass
things.
Oh, like
things that are too big?
Yeah.
Mm. Too big.
Well, that's why you just got to find the Daedric artifact, the Azura Star, that is a continually refillable soul gem. And that's all you need for the rest of the game, but I can't find it. It's the best thing to have.
God, you guys are doing way too much fact-checking for this
game. No, it's in every game. It's in every game.
This is all brand new to me.
I've never heard of it. The Daedric quests, they all have the same rewards.
If you guys just... Well, no, I feel like you both...
Although, I don't know if this mace is. I don't think
I've done a single Daedric quest.
You guys have, like, straight up just, like, killed somebody for no good reason, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, some dude's just
right.
talking to me, and I was just like, this guy's gonna die.
Nobody in town.
I don't like getting the bounty because
I
steal a bunch of shit.
Like, when
I steal a bunch of shit.
Some guy's
out of
like,
town when nobody else is around.
Yeah, just one time.
This person's
just
right.
Just once.
Except there was... I guess there was a little...
My horse has been killed.
I killed a horse.
Commander Shepard's horse is dead.
There was a little hut. I went down into the basement, and it was full of alchemy stuff, like ridiculous stuff I've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
I stole it all. I went back up, and she was like, hey, put that back.
Oh, I was like, oh, this really? Is your stuff?
Oh, you saw it, me?
Damn it.
And what, then what are you doing? You're just like covered in flowers and fucking hearts and shit? Like, how does she see that on you? You're wearing the ingredients?
Well, I came out of her basement. Like, it was a hidden basement.
I can see you're 40 stones heavier. That's crazy.
But I had to kill her because she was like,
God! She knew too much. I don't know how it happened. But I randomly got a 1,400 bounty on me in the rift.
I did not.
If you attacked anyone?
Nope.
Did you
Never.
Steal anything?
I feel like I punched a cow.
No, the thing is, there needs to be witnesses.
Yeah.
And if you put pots on everybody's heads.
Which is incredibly hard to do. Have you tried to do it?
Pick it up and you...
Good luck turning a pot over on somebody that's walking. Have you tried to actually do
somebody
it?
Somebody that's walking? No.
Okay, I have actually spent time trying to put pots on people's heads. in the inn.
No, this is the most clever thing in the world.
In Riverwood.
Put a pot on someone's head and they will not notice you do anything.
I don't know if that's true, though, because I haven't been able to prove it. Mm. I've heard it's true, but I've put a pot over people's heads and when they walk...
can't take it off?
No, they can't. The pot will fall off their heads as soon as they start motion. Well, but people who don't walk...
Yeah, people that don't walk. People
but
are
good
stuck
luck finding
desks.
A place that has that. Every area has a...
How do you pick things up?
You just hold the take button, and it will suspend it.
You'll see the cursors will like change kind of their they'll tighten up, and then you can pick things up and move them around. Yeah. It's a really easy way to steal. You just grab something and pull
really
it behind a corner.
Really? You can do that?
Yeah.
I'm going to just take this over here.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
when you knock that fucking red loaf off the table every time you come into your house, you have to put it back.
Yeah. The first time I was in the Jarl of Whiterun's place.
Make that little like set.
No, not anymore. Not in this game. Not like in Fallout.
It falls like a centimeter.
No, it doesn't. Thank God.
When I first got in the castle, the Jarl, you know, there's two long tables.
Yeah.
I got up on there and just started running back and forth, knocking everything over. And everyone was like, "What are you doing? Why are you doing that for?" Hey.
I do like that there are certain things that I can and can't do that are acceptable. Like,
have you ever tried running around naked?
No.
Hilarious.
People get pissed off.
People will have very good dialogue.
The banter dialogue in this game is phenomenal.
It's
I cannot,
good.
For the life of me right now, figure out why... cannot figure out why people... Everybody I talk to lately has been saying,
You're sick.
No offense.
You're sick.
You look...
It's because you're sick.
Why am I sick?
Because you have a disease or something, and you need to go to a shrine, and you need to get it cleansed.
Fuck that.
Or you need to be a werewolf.
Is that what... Yeah, I heard that all the time back before.
You need
I
to go to a
werewolf.
Shrine and get blessed.
Well, I'm a werewolf now.
Well, now it doesn't matter. Now they're just like... Now people just like throw things out at you. They're like, you look kind of pallor. Maybe you have ataxia. I'm like, uh-uh. I swear to God, I don't.
Nope.
Got something else.
I'm pretty awesome.
Yep. I got something else if you want. I can show you.
So can you
come outside the
can
city?
Can you turn into a werewolf?
Yeah. It's a power you can use once daily.
It sucks.
If you feed, you can sustain it.
It lasts for like 2 minutes, and then if you keep eating the corpses of things you kill, then it'll last longer. Mm-hmm. There's also like a...
Shout button.
A shout that stuns enemies with it.
That also sends your companions away.
I don't use the werewolf button at all.
Don't touch the werewolf
you can't,
button.
Well, the problem is you can't pull up your character menu. You can't heal.
Yeah,
you can't do
either,
anything.
It's just
it's werewolf or nothing.
Wow,
it's all werewolf.
Yep, werewolves can't pull up menus.
No, It's no like yeah. It's very much like Underworld werewolf. That werewolf ain't gonna wear armor, man.
Yeah,
that
just rip just the gonna, clothes off.
Yep,
and just start.
It's a cool animation.
Shaking your muscles.
Just start like. Swinging your arms.
If you ever get annoyed with a bunch of arrows that are stuck in your body, turn it into a werewolf.
Dude, I had an arrow in each hand the other night, and I was casting stuff, and there was just arrows in my hand.
I just used the arrows as conductors.
Have you started the companion quest, John?
No.
Okay, so the start of the companion quest is like you have to fight Skjor or Viklis or something like that. Like they're like he holds a shield up and you just have to hit him with a weapon.
I can take it.
Yeah, so all the weapons I had at the time were magical weapons, and I would hit him and it would like everything. I would sheath my weapon, he would like stop, and he's like, "We're not cowards who use magic. Put that crap away and fight like a real man." So I didn't have anything that I could fight him with. So I was like,
whoa. Punch him in the face.
Nope, took an arrow and shot him in the face. And then for the rest of the game, dude just got an arrow coming out
so
of his eyeball.
Did happen? Did he have an arrow?
No.
Oh, that
this
been
is a different
amazing.
Character. Like for the rest of that story segment until things reset, dude's just walking around with an arrow and he's like, "He's pretty good. Packs a solid punch." And I was like,
Yeah.
You would say that now, wouldn't you? You got an arrow sticking out of your face.
I do
you look like Metal
thing.
Gear Solid 2 right now.
The same thing with the ice spikes. They just sit there in you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They hang out for a while.
I had one right in directly in my temple. Like,
I like how it doesn't obscure your vision, though.
Yeah.
It does if you're in third person.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I mean, it's just on you. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's an extra centimeter of stuff in the way.
So what kind of armor do you have right now, Ryan?
Awesome armor.
Do you do a lot of smithing?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh. John, you don't either, right?
I tried
no,
to figure
I
out
don't.
The smithing,
I'm,
and it's like...
It's a It's a goal of mine to start smithing.
Because all my items are magical, so...
Right now, I'm just running around. I just, like,
there's too much to do. I don't have time to smith.
Yeah,
dude, smithing is great.
I don't have time to stop.
I don't have time
take
to
your
smith
armor,
right
and
now.
Then you give it, like, 20 more armor
logging
points.
Logging the other day.
That is good for nothing.
Yeah, I carried around a wood chopper's axe
I did
for,
too.
Like
I did it for the
at least 5 hours. What are the achievements?
You have to cut wood, like, harvest wheat, and do something else.
Where do you harvest wheat?
You have to run, like, the grain mill thing. I forgot that. Fuck the,
I didn't know that was an achievement.
It's dumb.
The stone mill?
Yeah. Yep. You can push the stone
mill. I do have a miner's axe that I have on me at all times.
That's helpful.
Yeah, and I just start picking at the ore mines.
Yeah, except you don't want... Don't waste your time with anything except for, like...
Gold?
Ebony. No. You want... You don't want gold.
Oh, but so, like, one of the things
Malachite?
That, one of the things that I can...
Do, it's back! it must be a thing.
Is I can go into, like, say, the... In, what is it? Dragon Search?
Search? In Whiterun?
In Whiterun.
The Whiteruns?
The big castle.
Yeah.
There's a little kid that follows me there and says, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah,
you're
no,
not supposed to
I
be
have
here.
This little kid in the town that constantly tells me about he doesn't know where he's going. He's not there. He's weird.
Kid another suitor to kiss or to lick my father's boots. Well, good luck.
Oh, wait, I told you about the best line.
Yeah, you did.
Have you met the Arnold guy in the Dragon's Reach? Yeah. I heard him say, I'm not a human. I'm a weapon in human form.
Yep, no.
Just unsheathe me and point me at the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that one last night. It's really good. I was just like, wow, really dedicated to
I
this,
I yet to hear that.
Oh, man, it's good. You gotta catch him at night when he's a little drunk. but no, like, I can go and just, like, pick locks on whatever I want to. As just as long as I don't take things.
Yeah, you get levels
fine.
Up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I did like, it's just like, books. Unlock
you
this
read
case.
Them, but you can't take them.
Yeah. It's like a library. Yep.
Well, once you do so many quests for people, then you can start taking their stuff for free.
When you're friends with them, they're like, oh, yeah, have my gold.
Take that.
Yeah. I don't need my gold
sometimes
on that table.
Sometimes they'll say things, too. They're like, good thing that was out in the open, otherwise I'd be mad at you. Like,
yeah, that's
said
how
it
works.
Was cool, all right, so shut up.
You won't fight about it.
People love leaving steel ingots out. Or silver ingots.
Really?
Dude, I don't even need Jarl silver ingots. The Jarl has them. Just a big old trunk.
Just out of precedence.
Filled with
and you
ingots.
Can look in trunks.
Yeah.
You just can't
I can
them.
Look and touch whatever I want to as long as I don't take it.
Have you guys... So, I'm at a point now where I've been searching forms for this because it is impossible. Like, there's a quest I'm on where I have to have a flawless ruby.
I have a lot
I
of
have
them.
Flawless rubies?
Yeah, I've got a few of them.
I have a lot
flawless
of them.
Rubies.
It
flawless
is defined ruby. Flawless ruby.
Okay, because I
says
thought...
flawless right before it says ruby.
Yeah. Now, okay, just making sure. Cause,
it doesn't cause, say ruby
it's
flawless.
Just, at the moment, nobody can agree where you can find these. This is just random occurrence in chests or on bandits.
I've got like 50
I've
of them.
Found
that's
them.
Bullshit.
I
have
them.
A shitload
You do not have 50 flawless rubies.
Come check my end table in my house.
No.
I'm not going to... I'm 50, I don't know.
I thought
I've
I had a
maybe
ton, I was
like three.
I have tons of flawless gems, and I was looking through my inventory. I was like, no.
The
nope,
amount of looting
only like
I
four
do,
or five.
Yeah, I've got like a lot of three, maybe.
Okay.
Or at most, I've owned three at some point. But I've just found them in the different, like, Nordic dungeon places.
Yeah, so just going through dungeons, and you guys can't think of any place where you might find a specific flawless ruby?
Because
the only...
At the flawless... Ruby mine.
There's only one that I've read that exists
if
in the
you
game.
Get them from, you can get them from mines too.
Okay, but there's one that is sitting in a boat. It's like some boat that happens through the Dark Brotherhood quest chain. It's in this boat, in the king's chest, in the boat. So I'm like
in a boat.
So it's in a boat, in a chest, in a boat.
Yeah, it's a smaller boat in the boat. It's in a boat and it's in the chest in the boat.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not.
I got it.
I haven't started that
you
quest.
You haven't found that place yet?
I haven't started that quest.
But so the one.
In the boat?
The one that you go do with the Sapphire Claw.
Oh, yeah?
I found like one or two in there.
Flawless rubies in there? Ugh, just not lucky
Let
or
me
something.
Just give you a couple
specifically,
of mine.
See, that's the thing that's driving me crazy. It's like, there needs to be some multiplayer interaction where it's like.
Send this gift to your friend.
Exactly. Where I'm like, you know what? I don't need stabs. I have a ton
thing.
Of them in this chest for no good reason.
Yeah. Sell that shit.
No,
I don't need
all.
To sell it.
Or give them to your companion.
I got $15,000 right now.
What?
I'm all right.
I had about $20,000. I spent it all on spells.
Oh, yeah?
Spells that I didn't have. I was like, new spells.
See, I don't really use a lot of spells. You find a ton of them.
Yeah, not the good ones, though.
Yeah. I'm only... I don't use...
And I wanted them right now.
I use a mace mostly. So. Mostly is what I use. Is that
well,
mace.
The reason I spent it all on that is because I had $20,000. I was like, what have I bought in this game?
A house.
Yeah. Nothing else. I've bought nothing else.
So you buy all your armor or you just use the stuff?
I found all my armor and enchanted it.
I just use all the barter system. I'm going to give you this stuff and then I'm going to take this other stuff. It doesn't really
do
work.
That?
Like, it doesn't, no, oh, it doesn't like, really work.
Instead
like
of
that.
Getting gold coin out, you're just.
Yeah, like ultimately, anytime I walk away from like a vendor, I will be walking away with more money.
So you're like, here, let me trade you this. Let me quote unquote trade you this steel armor
yeah.
for 1,000 gold.
Yeah,
and
you're
then
gonna
I'm
buy this stuff from me.
Buy this dwarven yeah. armor off you for 700 gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you end up leaving with armor and cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sneaky.
That's all right.
I swindle people.
There's so much to do. This is just a good look at. We're all playing the game separately, and we've all done
right.
so many different things.
This is exactly like Fallout 3. When I was like, you can sit down and talk to people for ages about the same about these things, and then it'll take forever until you start bumping into the same quests.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
The Daedra quests are awesome.
I'm gonna save them till last. If you say there's awesome stuff in,
I don't know, man. I'm still testing to see if that's the truth or not.
Get the if you get the
there
quest Amulet of
for
Galdur,
them all.
Do that.
What?
The Amulet of Galdur.
Oh, yeah, I have that in my quest log.
Do it. Get it. Do
really?
It. Yeah.
Why?
Immediately.
Because you get 3 amulet pieces. It's 4 different quest chains.
Uh-huh.
You get the 3 pieces. One of the amulet pieces, you get plus 30 to stamina. One of the amulet pieces, you get plus 30 to health. One of them, you get plus 30 to magicka. And then... You can wear any of those separately, which I was doing forever, and then I got to the quest Reforge the Amulet, and you reforge it after fighting 3 different boss guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then you get the amulet. It has all 3 at once, and it's that's a pretty sweet amulet.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
30
good.
To health, stamina, and magicka.
Neck or ring?
Neck.
Okay. Yeah.
So, that's
I
have no need
good.
For other amulets
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so I like that decreased time on my... Did you guys use the Blessing of Talus? Talus
yeah. I had 2 of them, actually.
Bull crap. Blessing, there is a 0% reduction.
No, you know what it is? I think you have to have a skill for it. Because it says zero increase shout or decrease shout time by 0%. You have to have something that increases that.
So you're saying it cancels if you have something that's like. If somehow you come across something that is malicious to you that increases shout time, you then get this. Thing that
well, that I know what you're talking about. Where it says zero, if you look at it, I read it, and it decreases at 0%. So something makes it more.
Yeah,
like I don't know what it is.
I don't know why you would ever have that though.
Because something makes it more. But
John, you've started doing any of the quests in the game, like the main story quests.
Yeah, I went up and talked to the Greybeards, and I just went and got.
Oh, he's doing the college.
What?
College.
Isn't that the college one?
No.
The College of Dragonborns, I guess.
Yeah, it's the Greybeards up in the High Hrothgar.
Yeah.
Oh, is that High
Hrothgar? Snow Troll.
You don't need to go to the college at all in that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so.
There's the quest is pretty sweet. Like
for the main story?
I think it's
like,
happening.
I mean,
like, the quest, there is something crazy going on. Like,
there's a quest that's always like, go to the college.
Yeah,
but that's
and
not
once
a main
you get
story
there,
quest.
It is different.
The quest for it.
I just right. got a thing for like a bard's college.
Yeah,
just like fuck bards.
Right, exactly.
There's 2 major
also,
mage
voice for
things like fighting, and they have been for hundreds of centuries. And one of the things like shows up like an apparition, and he slows down time, and he's only talking to you.
Whoa.
And I think it has something to do with the main quest.
No. Sounds awesome.
No,
sounds like Hero from.
But he's like
Heroes.
Something is about to happen, and you're the only one that can stop it. So just do this,
Dragonborn.
Just do this thing.
You shout.
Do this.
Do you get the shout that you can throw your voice?
Oh, the shout?
No, the one where you throw your voice and you can, like, it's basically like a sneak shout. So you get it,
oh,
and it's
so
3
it's like,
levels of shout.
It's like, what's
already.
That thing over there?
Yeah, and yeah. You aim your cursor where you want people to go, and you shout at it, and it's like, hey, Melonhead! And it says it in this really funny voice,
what?
And all the, like, people walk in that direction. Or it's the only shout you can really use around town and just shout at people with it, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Because guards will come at you and they're like, okay, we know you're the Dragonborn, but please stop.
Please
it's getting
stop
annoying.
Yelling at people.
I haven't found that one.
Really? It's really funny. He says really funny things,
I
too.
I do like the whirlwind shout that lets me...
Oh, this dash one?
Yeah.
I wonder what that upgraded does.
I would hope it's a longer dash.
Longer dash.
Maybe you go up. Yeah.
dash up.
Jump, so what jump, I notice wow. is jumping. you can't do the wow teleport blink. Like in World of Warcraft, if you were a mage, you have this ability to leap forward like 30 yards or something, instantly teleport forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you jump off a cliff, and right before you're about to hit the ground, you blink forward, mm-hmm. and then that cancels your downward momentum and moves it into forward momentum.
You haven't tried that with the whirlwind?
I've tried it. It doesn't work.
No.
If you're jumping, you just die. You cannot shout.
Faster into the ground.
No, you don't. You just, it doesn't do anything.
You can't jump and shout?
Well, you'd have to time it correctly,
too. You can't do it. If you're in the air, you cannot shout.
You can't yell while jumping?
No, this is bullshit.
It is stupid.
I was so frustrated.
Because you can't swing your arms while you're jumping, either.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
You can't collect, or you can't collect.
You can collect.
Yeah, you can collect, because I've done this a lot.
You can loot in the air, which makes zero sense.
No, you just grab
what's that up there?
Just time freezes as your hand reaches inside the corpse of this dragon.
Have you been to the dungeon or whatever where there's like a bazillion Charish eggs?
What? What are Charish eggs?
Charis. They're little like.
Do they look centipede, like little like looking? They're black and have little like bluish, yes, they're gross balls all over them.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah.
Gross looking. But I found their lair and I looted about 500 separate eggs.
To what end?
They kind of have a high value for eggs. As far as eggs go.
As far as eggs go.
I had to loot them. They were just sitting there. It was like, loot, 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 loot.
They
were
back to loot. Nothing.
They're worth 10 apiece.
Yes. Pretty. So he's got like 5,000 gold right there.
That's funny. No, I haven't found that. Getting more calls from work.
Yep. No, yeah, you'll know when you see it, because there's about a bazillion eggs all over the place. Harvest egg sack, actually.
Yeah.
And it makes a funny little when you harvest it.
Those spiders are fucking creepy, too. I don't,
yeah,
the
frost.
The character, like the creature
spiders.
Design for those spiders is really good. They really gross me out. Especially
you ever play the game in the loading screen where if you like move the axe all the way to the side, it just looks like a like a stick?
Yeah.
What?
If you're looking at it from a certain angle, like if you move it in the loading screen, it just looks like a stick. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You play that game?
I putz around with that loading
I have installed it to my hard drive, so I'm like, so loading screens go by pretty quickly now.
I do too.
I don't think there's a way to install it on PlayStation. I think
what?
It,
you
I
have
so.
To install
I think
games
I think it doesn't
on PlayStation.
I think it does
when
a
do
miniature
not?
Auto install.
Did it install when you started it?
Yeah, I think so, but it didn't take a lot of time, so I was unsure as to whether or not that was like default install.
Probably. I bet it would, because they're supposed to have really good caching in it. I'm wondering if like it just doesn't need
but
to.
But I still get fucking that game has some saving issues that I don't care for.
What do you mean?
It kicks me back like a long ways sometimes, even though it'll say
Are you auto-saving? It says, you're silly.
It says auto-saving like a ton.
You don't have like 10 extra saves?
No, I've got 500.
That's nonsense.
Yeah, I use about...
I try
use
to
a rotating block of about 10 saves.
I try to use a rotating one, but it just creates a new one.
Really?
Yeah. So I have about 500 saves.
Oh, I have about 10 saves, and I cycle through them, and
also,
I start at the bottom and move to the top.
Did anybody else do like I did and just get pissed off with the controls in that game and just go in and change everything?
No.
Yeah, I did this. Fuck.
I didn't do that.
What do you mean the controls?
So what's your shout button?
My shout button is it's R2, but for you guys it'd be right
same
bumper.
Same thing.
Right bumper.
Same location, yeah.
Yeah.
So what, the right what's shoulder. Your jump?
So what's your... Why are you so upset about the controls?
I just did not care. No, triangle should not be jump. That's ridiculous.
That's an up button.
Yeah, no.
It's the highest button in the air, so you jump with that one.
I'm going like proper old school RPG. Triangle now pulls up the start button. The start button pulls up...
So start is jump?
What? Wait, what? Triangle pulls up your menu?
Mm-hmm.
Did you switch the O to the circle button to be the
circle
collect?
Is jump.
Now
what?
That's nonsense.
Circle is jump.
You're
no,
ridiculous.
It's not.
Yeah.
What is ridiculous. Box?
Oh.
Didn't assign that one. That's not
does
even
box
game.
Do anything? Square do anything?
Box.
It would be
X.
Sheath weapons. Unsheath weapons.
Yeah, that. Just do that.
That's okay. You left
that's,
that one as is.
Fine.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'll do with that.
That's fine. That's fine. I still like
I think
X.
That should be jump, if anything.
Is X confirm,
X is still
activate?
Activate, take.
You didn't switch it to circle if you wanted to go real old school?
No, that's way too JP for me.
No?
No.
But instead, you want to have X as jump?
Yeah, no. X can be take and...
So what is your jump?
Circle. Or B.
Why does that matter?
It's because I kept hitting triangle to go into...
A menu?
Menu.
That's, not the, part of that's what the game. Start button is for.
No.
Or the
circle
no.
button.
Circle button?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is.
Circle button is your items and your magic.
So now start is my items, my magic, my map.
Okay, I can
start is
that.
My compass. And then triangle is like the like game system menu nonsense.
What's select?
Map.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it's not. What the fuck is select?
Select should be your... Actually, I don't know if there's anything in select.
Does select do anything? Oh, it's wait.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Stand
yeah.
still.
Stand. Duh.
Such a useful button.
I always do it if I'm sitting by a shop
do you
and
know
I'm just
about
like,
the,
stay away from it open.
Do you know
I
about the favorites?
Here.
Well, I guess you don't use that many spells.
No,
yeah, you know, if you hold left or right on the D-pad, it'll equip one of two, like, fast favorites.
You can get
favorites.
A quick select, like, active quick selects.
Yeah, you can just start futzing with the D-pad, and you can highlight, as far as I've found, any number of different things to your favorites, and you just have a
favorite. No, but you can get, like, a subset of favorites, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can get two things to quick select as favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. like, Why would while you you're in battle. This?
Because
some people didn't know.
I want to switch to bow and arrow, and then on the fly switch to my.
I
don't really think there's a point to
thunder
that.
And lightning.
So you may as well just pause it and switch too.
No, yeah, it just makes it easier.
It's just quicker.
No,
gameplay quicker.
I mean, yeah, it's quicker.
Well, no,
because
then
you're in combat while you're switching and decide like I don't know.
The game still pauses when you do the.
No, it doesn't.
If you push up or down on
right,
it, it will bring your favorites. With
yeah,
it.
That's fine. That's
but
what
it's very truncated, and then I don't have to go. Then I don't have to pause the game.
No, you're not understanding what we're saying, John.
You do that. No. Pull up that favorites menu and then hold left or right.
Yes, I get what you're saying there. But I guess I'm also saying that you're saying that you might as well just pause the game and then go and select the thing you want to do.
No, I like the pause with the quick select pause. No, okay. No. I don't want to go through a full menu set, which I will if I need potions and stuff. But you know,
I think the pause is stupid. All the time.
Playing the wrong game, man.
Nope.
Playing the wrong game.
Go play Duke Nukem.
Go play Call of Duty. If you want all action all the time.
If they made a good Call of Duty game, I probably would.
Well, it's all the same, man. Point cursor at dude's head, press button.
Maybe that's why I'm a bow and arrow guy all the time.
Yeah, maybe. It's just like real life. I named this bow the M16. Three-round arrow burst. I wonder if you'll ever come across like a crossbow or something.
I can't wait to get the perk for bows that gives you 30% less time to draw your bow.
That would be really
nice.
They
seem to have a really, like... high level of sophisticated like mechanics in this game. Like when I saw like the little like what do you call it? The water wheel, like their lumber yard thing.
Wait until you get to the Dwemer area.
Yeah.
What is the Dwemer area you're talking about all the time?
It's like trolls or not troll, like dwarven, I think, kind of.
No,
and it's all mechanical.
Dwarves
shit.
Are very
like, wait, are you talking about Markarth, the city in the wall?
Industrious.
With the Dwemer Museum?
That's part of the Dwemer stuff, but have you fought any Dwemer things or the Dwemer areas with all the gears and all
the
pipes moving up and down?
Like, I fought, like, the giant robot thing that has, like, two axes on its hand. It's called, like, the Dwemer Crusader. It's, like, gigantic.
I haven't fought him yet.
Oh.
But, yeah, automatons.
Fucking dwarves.
Yeah, they're all right.
And they're machines.
But those are very intricate
robots.
And... And collect Dwemer cogs.
Nope.
There's
Do
a
it.
Quest for it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Just collect. You need 10 of them, Dwemer cogs, if you find them.
Oh, I don't acknowledge collection quests.
It's a main quest. You
it's a main
off of
quest?
Yes.
Really?
It's off. It's like, not one of the little miscellaneous ones.
It prevents me from going from furthering the main course of events if I don't do it.
You have to collect 10 Dwemer cogs.
This is how I feel about the main course of events in games like this. Fuck
there
that.
Is none.
Fuck that. I will just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I'll get around to saving your guys' asses in my own free time.
I
never finished Fallout 3.
Really?
I never finished that. I found out who the president was, and then I was done with that game.
Wasn't the end of it? Was
that's
like,
all right.
In
that's,
the house.
I think I've told you that before. That's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
You're just, okay. You missed probably the best part of the game, though, but...
The giant robot thing?
Yeah.
I don't think I finished... I thought I faced... Or I beat the game. I got the achievement for it.
But you don't remember the giant robot that you followed that made all, like... The America references, and it was like the Optimus Prime robot.
No.
Liberty Prime.
I don't remember him.
Die, red scum. None of that.
Nope.
Okay. Huh.
Went around it.
Well, I plan on, as soon as we get this video done for Skyrim, because I have it stopped at a storyline, like I'm all set to go with the storyline quest, then I'm going to finish the storyline. And then I feel like after I do that, then I'll be free from the shackles of Skyrim.
There are no shackles,
Skyrim.
Chris. Yeah. There are no shackles.
No, because once I get the main story done, then it's not like I don't need to keep coming back to Skyrim. Because right now I have to go back
maybe
to it to finish
to
the main
Dark
story.
Souls.
Yeah, maybe. I am actually going to have to go back to Skylanders because I bought it today.
What?
Amazon,
what?
Man. It's down $20. $49.99 for Skylanders on Amazon.
More reasonable.
Yes, it is. I said if it was $20 cheaper, I'd buy it.
How's that?
Do you get all three action figures?
I thought it was a $60 game.
No, it's $70.
Oh, because
you get the pod.
Yep.
The base plate.
The portal of power. It's not stupid.
Did you get it for PlayStation?
Yeah. PlayStation 3.
Well, we know what to get you for Christmas and birthdays now.
Skylanders.
As many Skylanders as possible.
No doubles.
Get all the gold ones.
Oh, sorry.
You should be.
Yeah, I bought that today, so I'll have it Monday.
How did you feel when you clicked purchase?
Happy. It's like, and I also signed up for Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Is that like
Give
Optimus
you cloud
Prime?
Space yet?
Everybody has that already.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody gets 5 gigs of Amazon Cloud. No, it gives you free 2-day shipping.
Oh, that's right.
How much does that cost?
$0 for a month and then $70 for a year.
So you're just going to do it for a month?
Yep. Yeah. Unless I can somehow find people who want to join me with my account. I mean, family members. So you can like farm out your Amazon Prime to other people, like 5 other people. So like hypothetically, I could give it to my family members. Yeah, and I could say like, "Hey, Mom and Dad, you guys use the internet a lot to buy things on Amazon. Perhaps you'd be interested in splitting the cost of Amazon Prime with me." And then it would be like they pay $20, the other person pays $20, and then I pay, you know, $30.
What? But then you'd be paying more.
Well, then you get more people. You get more, quote-unquote, relatives to join your account. And,
so, no, what you do is you split the first person and be like, "Hey, split it 50-50 with me."
Uh-huh.
You know, 35-35. Then you find another person.
I don't know
they
how
split
it 50-50 actually works, though.
That'd
like,
be,
if you decide the prices that they pay, if you decide the prices, because you have to send them invites, and they
oh,
have to
I
be
see.
Like, for, it's not like...
I see, so you're like...
This
you're
isn't like real life. This is done in
like
virtual Amazon,
Amazon
space.
Amazon handles the transactions.
Yeah, they're handling the splitting.
What if some people fucking forget to pay for that service? Does it fall back on you?
I'm assuming it would. I'm assuming if their credit card like was canceled or didn't work, like I'm assuming you'd pay the full price.
This person's skipping out on the bill, Griff.
Yeah.
You need to pick up the slack.
All right, I'll go bust some kneecaps.
Where's my money?
Where's my money, man?
You got money to buy stupid glasses, but you ain't got money to pay me.
You got money to go buy Skylanders. You ain't got money to pay for Amazon Prime. It's not that chop chop in your shopping cart.
We should get this video going because I have to get to work.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah,
in the future.
I feel like.
Yeah,
we're just gonna keep talking about Skyrim.
Right. We could talk about Skyrim forever. What was I going to talk about for news? Oh, yeah, there really is nothing, honestly.
I was going to say, God, if you have news, then it means I've been missing
Skyrim
something.
Came out. Everyone's playing Skyrim.
The news really right now is just Black Friday deals.
You're free for the rest of the year.
And NeoGAF has a really good listing of all the Black Friday deals. Somebody went and cut out like magazine
Sweet.
Things.
Just made a collage of them.
Yes.
Scan them
it's really, in. If you're looking to buy some games... You should probably do the Black Friday thing.
Really?
You can get Gears of War 3 for $40. Nice. That's freaking ridiculous already. Same as Forza 4. Duke Nukem is $10.
Sweet.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I think that's roughly about as much as it should be. I think that's a fair.
Is that the
price.
First Duke Nukem?
No, Duke Nukem forever.
Oh, how
the cheap 2011 game.
How cheap can I get Rayman Origins?
$40, I believe.
That's all the more I would really want to spend on that.
Yep. You know what? It's impossible to get a copy of Skyward Sword right now.
Is it?
I'm really frustrated with that. I played the Black Eyes The Experience last night. Black Eyed Peas The Experience.
The Black Guys Experience?
Black Guys Experience. Yep. Not going to touch that one. it was all right. I swear to God, that's not actually those dancers dancing. Like,
oh,
it's not
sure it's
Fergie
not.
Or Will.i.am.
Oh, no.
Who's
why
the
would
fourth
it be?
Person? Okay, there's Fergie, there's Will.i.am, and there's Andre
Asian
3000.
Guy.
And then who
Who's
is...
not Andre 3000? That guy's an outcast.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Okay. Then who are the other two guys?
The other two that
there's the
don't
dude
matter.
That's like in the martial arts movies. I always forget what his name is.
It's the Asian dude.
You guys don't know who's in the Black Eyed Peas?
Dude, why would I know this?
I thought you would have
Justin Timberlake?
These random... You guys always know this pop culture bullshit.
I'm not a big Peas guy.
Okay. Well, it was subpar, I would say. I didn't know if I was doing the moves correctly or if I wasn't.
Were you just sitting on your couch?
No, I was trying average. To dance, but I realized quickly you don't need to move your lower half.
Nope.
So wait, they have the Black Eyed Peas experience now?
Yeah. And not it's like Michael Jackson, the experience. Yeah. It's the Black Eyed Peas experience.
Wow.
Jen and Hunter and I were playing it. It was pretty...
Did you buy it?
No, we rented it, but it's like...
Was it worth the rent?
No. I mean, to me, no, but to Jen really likes it because she likes the Black Eyed Peas and there's the dancing and stuff like that. But
dancing and stuff.
In terms of a game, it is almost non-existent. Like, at the end of it, you get a score, but it doesn't tell you if you're really, like, how you're doing. Like, there's no... We're trying to figure out...
Dance Central, it is not.
It is not Dance Central, yes. We're trying to figure out, do you waggle the baton in time with a beat marker on the bottom of the screen... And do you only do it when the little silhouettes are coming by, or do you have to be doing it the entire time when the guy is dancing in the middle of the screen? I don't know, man. I don't freaking know. Everybody's got glowy hands. It's weird.
Dangle it from a screen or something? Or from a string?
I don't know. game is barely a game.
It has some buttons to be pressed.
It is less than a game than the Harry Potter Lego games. Say that.
I never even played.
Don't want that.
Really just doesn't want it right now.
Giving the dog the bone.
The other thing is, John, you have the Cosmo Black 3DS, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yep. You want that Zelda one, don't you?
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because the new bundle that's out tomorrow is...
Inlaid with gold Triforce logo and fancy bordering.
It looks pretty cool.
It does look kind of...
Like, if I were to get another one, I would get that.
How much are they?
It is $199 for a bundle.
What game?
Reasonable.
That one comes with Ocarina of Time for 3DS, and then the red one comes with new Super Mario 3D Land.
I don't know what I'd rather get.
You get the Super Mario 3D Land, unless you care about the aesthetics of your color choice on your 3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gold 3DS sounds pretty sweet.
It's not. It's black, with like gold trim.
Oh. Sounds pretty sweet.
It is really sweet looking. The other thing is, if you look at those Black Friday deals, you can get that shit for cheaper.
Yeah.
Like $160, I think, is what 3DS is going for at... No, it has to be cheaper than that. $120 or something at Target. It's like weird, man. Like, Black Friday deals are getting weirder. Mm-hmm. It also makes me feel really uncomfortable because it's like, these consoles are almost done. Because the prices for controllers are being dropped to like $40, $30 now.
Mm. So like, for what? For
everything. Yeah. Like $34 for controllers.
That's only on Black Friday, though.
Right, but if so goes Black Friday, so goes the market. Like in time, by the end of the year, those controllers will be down to that much as well.
I doubt it.
Yeah. We're almost done, man. We're almost in the world of new consoles.
I'll just wait till June next year. We'll see what
nothing's
this looks
even
like.
Been announced except for the Wii.
There's been some weird Xbox rumors going around.
Yeah, Xbox 420.
Xbox Loop. Xbox
420, yeah. Yeah,
it?
Smoke pander, weed just, through your Xbox.
Just pander to all those fucking bro gamers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think that's true, but... The Xbox Loop is the rumored new Xbox system. That's the rumored code name for the new Xbox. Then the other one is like the Xbox...
The XBX.
No, not just giant bomb stuff, John.
What if it was
like real things that are happening right now? I forget what the other code name is.
X Cube.
That'd be good.
X Cube.
X Cube would be good.
Yeah.
Yep.
X Sphere.
It's in 3D, man.
X Sphere.
3D. You're blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the X Sphere. Experience.
Comes with Kinect and motion controller.
Too fast, too
and dance
too
pad.
Too Furience. And dance
car.
Pad.
Yeah.
I saw an ad for a Kinect pad. I think you need to get this, John.
Oh, man. Kinect pad.
It's a grippy pad that you put in front of your...
Myself.
Yeah, in front of your Kinect, so you're at the perfect distance.
Oh, wait. So I, like, position
it's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. Somebody is selling a map.
Just like the Kinect?
With the Kinect brand on it. No, except this does less than nothing. This is
so
a carpet.
So it's just a rug?
Yes, yeah. this is that. Zero technology.
Wow. It's the painted rug. Great.
It's a painted rug that says if you want to play your Kinect, you should stand here. And you make that choice as to where to put it. The rug doesn't.
I could put it in the bathroom.
Yeah. It'd be wrong.
Or you could just cross out Play Kinect and put P here. Yeah. Like, yep. Stand here to P. Oh, yeah.
Good. How do you play your Kinect?
Unplugged.
Wang out.
Recently.
Yeah. For the best. How much was it Kinect when it came out?
$150.
That's $99 in a bundle pack now that comes with like three games.
Sweet.
That wasn't a gimmick.
We'll see.
We'll see.
There's going to be a new Kinect coming out.
A Kinect 2?
There's weird rumors of this like higher-end business-level Kinect that's being spun off to corporations that are like, it's high-definition Kinect, so you can do video conferencing.
Yeah.
And it's designed so you can do like the... Like, you use your hands
Send
to do...
Xbox Live for video conferencing.
Shit, I have to renew my membership so I can get on this video conference. But it's supposed to use the hand tracking so you can give presentations and, like, swipe the screen and be interacting with
so your
the
PowerPoints
presentation.
Are just that much more
exactly.
engaging.
So it's just getting closer to Minority Report.
Yep.
Dude, have you seen the car on the new Mission Impossible?
Uh-uh. Is it awesome?
It was Minority Report, like, on the windshield. He was like...
Yeah, there's...
Like, on the windshield, he was, like, pulling up files and swooping them to the driver or the passenger side.
I've heard that where integration of touchscreen stuff is going into cars now.
On the windshield, though. The entire windshield was a screen.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm... blow your mind a little bit. There are cars that can have their dash, like, you can have the dash on the windshield.
Right. It's not the windshield projecting it, though.
No, it's not. It's coming from the... dash still, right. But it's being projected onto the
This is like Minority Report.
Not that you can,
interact
Sounds with
awesome.
It, but...
Can you reset your odometer with the windshield?
You get your eyes changed out, because I really need to do that. Different eyes.
Yeah, they don't know where you are.
Minority Report.
Oh, God. The movie.
I don't know. This doctor seems a little sketchy. I can give you his name.
Yeah.
It's in the mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, it's in the mayonnaise jar. Just drink some embalming fluid.
Gross.
You guys been taking a lot of embalming tools in Skyrim?
Nope.
I took one. I was like, do I need this?
All right, we got to end this. We got to end this right now.
Four
or else?
Different embalming tools, though.
Yeah, they're all different.
My collection of stuff.
I got a lot of
John,
linens.
Did you say you got videos up now?
The Uncharted video is up. Okay. Assassin's Creed video will hopefully be up this weekend, as well as the Skyrim one.
Great.
Assuming YouTube continues to love me for the moment.
Good. And then, Skyrim video coming soon. But we'll call it here before we talk more about Skyrim again. Thanks for listening, everybody, to Boss Barrel Radio.